It's time to redefine and align to the badass leader and mother you really are. I'm your host, Nicole Weston. I have been coaching moms for the last decade on aligning to what they truly desire so they can be present with their family, create the most successful business, all while having it all. We're going to be talking to moms all around the world who are diving into what does it mean to take care of myself? What does it mean to redefine motherhood so I can live it on my terms, so I can have it all? It's time to rise, and here's the thing. We can't do it alone. Join us as we have some of the most important conversations about how moms are taking their pain and turning it into their purpose. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode on Redefine and Align. I'm your host, Nicole Weston, and I'm really excited to dive right into three of the toxic self-love habits I think we need to stop doing. We just need to stop doing them and start doing something different, which I believe are the fundamental, healthy self-love habits that are really rooted in love, that are rooted in compassion and permission. Permission to be a human first. If you're new to my world, I am like absolutely passionately obsessed with self-love. It is the one thing that when I started on this inner journey, I fell in love with myself, and it happened effortlessly, and I was guided and I was mentored. But then life continued to happen after I did, you know, the inner work, and life continued to happen. And so what was the one thing that kept me grounded that I could always come back to? It was the energetic framework for self-love. And so today I really want to just share three things that I want you to become aware of in your daily practices. You know, you're doing all the things. You've got a beautiful relationship with the universe. You love yourself. You are hitting your goals, reaching your goals. You know, if you're listening to this podcast, it's, you know, I can just assume that you are a go-getter. You know, you're like, okay, this is my life. This is what I want. And I'm just ready for things to be a lot more effortless. And so I'm not here to teach you the big things, you know, not the big things. I'm not here to teach you. Let me just start that again. I am here to share with you how important it is to stop, number one, stop denying how you feel, because it matters. You matter. Number two, you matter. And number three, how to practice like truly being real with yourself, right? How can you be real with yourself? This literally, and it's like angel numbers all around me right now. This comes down to permission to be a human first. So if you're anything like me, you have lived your life, then you were like, whoa, things aren't really going the way that I thought. Reached out for support, invested in a course, took a training, hired a coach, hired a therapist. You've done the work, you've done the things, and now you're really ready to merge what your life was and where you're at now. And something feels like it's missing. It just feels like there's this disconnect. And I really believe that that comes down to being out of connection with ourselves. Like we're disconnected from our human experience because we most likely, from a young age, disconnected from that part of ourselves. Whether we learned how to show up for ourselves through family members or school or friends or TV, social media, how you learn to show up for yourself probably isn't working for you anymore. And I want you to hear that really, really clearly, because it did work. It worked for you until it didn't. And that's probably why you're feeling disconnected. You're feeling like there's, you should be happier right now. You know, you're doing all of the things. You are practicing the gratitude. You're waking up early. You're writing in your journal. You are having, you've really transformed so much of your life, and something feels like it's missing. And I really believe that's because we are disconnected from our human emotional experience. Emotions are hot, right? Like they can be really tricky to handle. And if we didn't go to school to learn how to navigate the chaos and the darkness of life, well, what did we learn? We learned to shut it off, push it down, and just keep going. And I love that, first of all. I love the tenacity and the determination to continue moving forward. Like that is me. Like that's me. Hi. And the integration. The integration of the badass leader, the badass woman that I was raised to be, the woman who is resilient, the woman who just keeps on going. But when I really look back and I ask myself, what was the one thing that kept me going? It was that connection with myself. Connection with myself to say, you know what? Yes, people around me have it worse. But all I know is my experience. And when my emotions are rising, when I am having an emotional experience to my life events, sugarcoating it with gratitude and toxic positivity are going to disconnect me even more from the life that I am living. So I really want to reframe how we experience being a human, how we experience being a soul and having a spirit, and how we can integrate both of these experiences and show up for ourselves. So, three things I want you to really become aware of. Please be mindful of how often you dismiss your own emotional reaction. You see, because I believe it's not about fixing how you feel. It's not about pretending like how you feel isn't actually real. It's about noticing it. It's about showing up for yourself. You see, if I showed up at your door, hello, I'm here, crying beside myself, you would open that door and you wouldn't ask me a thing. You would just tell me to come in. You would grab a Kleenex box, probably a blanket, some tea, or some other form of a beverage, and you would just listen to me. Mm-hmm. This is what I know. And it could be over something very small or really big. It doesn't matter. What matters is you saw my expression. And you showed up for me. You didn't ask. You didn't justify it or belittle it. You just showed up for me. How often are we showing up for ourselves in the same capacity? When was the last time you gave yourself permission to feel how you feel without justifying it, without comparing it? These are those beautiful moments where we have an opportunity to do it differently. So if you're listening to this, please, 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 number one, be kind to yourself. You don't know what you don't know. And if you're listening to this and you look at the time and it's a beautiful angel number, or it was an angel number and that's how you got here, and you are just feeling like really called to be here today, please trust that everything you have done up until this moment has worked for you. And if you're hearing this now, it is an invitation to do it differently. So number one, please avoid changing or fixing anything. Let's just start to notice. In the moments where I'm having an emotional experience, an emotional response, no matter how big or small, no matter how small it may feel to other people in my life, how am I responding? And then how am I responding to myself in that moment? Am I belittling it? Am I shrugging it off? If I'm pretending like it's no big deal? Because here's what we know. Things that are no big deals, they get like filed into this area that is like, this is a no big deal. But actually, it is a big deal because those little no big deals start to pile up. And they begin to get really heavy and hard to carry. And without the framework, without the tools to be able to hold how you're feeling, it starts to look like stress and overwhelm and burning out and saying yes to everyone and feeling like you're just not enough. And the truth is, you are so enough. You just are. You were born enough. You were born worthy. You were born deserving. You are worthy. The person you're seeking is you. So just for the next week, notice, how are you showing up for yourself? Notice the emotion that you're feeling and give it some space. If all you can do in that moment is go, okay, yep, I'm having an emotional experience. Where am I feeling it in my body? It's okay. I matter. And if I showed up at your door, what would you do for me? You'd probably give me a hug. Good. Now go and give yourself a hug. These are the small, tiny action steps that are going to make a significant ripple effect in your daily life. If you are already playing in the world of quantum leaping and manifestation and all in with your energy, and you are seeing the miracles happening, you are watching how everything is energy, this is going to amplify it. And the last thing is, I just really want you to start practicing being real with your human. Because it's not that I'm saying always be human. It's about recognizing the human experience and loving on it. Loving on that human experience, because your acknowledgement and your awareness that that is real starts to reconnect you back to your truth. The closer you get to your truth, the more you will be in alignment with who you are and who you are becoming. And when life keeps happening, you will be that pillar in the chaos. You will show up for yourself in the chaos. When life gets really hard, you will be able to fall back on yourself. And I'm telling you, that is everything. I think that that's everything. It's going to be 1 year since the most incredibly difficult experience I've ever had in my life happened. We lost my mom tragically and suddenly, and we're coming up to the 1 year. And I have to say, of all the training and the experience I have in energetics and emotional intelligence, spirituality, neuroscience, nervous system, all the things. My ability to show up for myself in the darkest hole of my life is where I cultivated the resiliency to keep on going. I didn't sugarcoat the pain. I didn't pretend like it wasn't happening. I just chose not to suffer through it. I chose not to beat myself up. And even if I did notice that I was beating myself up, I was like, okay, dude, you're beating yourself up because you think that you should be able to figure this out right now. And newsflash, you can't do that with grief. But if I had practiced some of these toxic self-love habits that make me feel like I'm not allowed to feel how I feel, that make me feel like I have to deny that my experience isn't that bad, or I try to, Brené Brown calls it comparative suffering, right? Like comparing my situation to someone else's, and that ultimately is going to make me feel like I don't have it that bad, therefore I shouldn't be feeling the way that I'm feeling, therefore cue the exit of the human experience. Every single time I deny my human experience from having an experience, I'm disconnecting myself from living in my life. Because I can't not experience the pain and deny that love existed, because it did. And then the love that I know and I have and I have experienced mattered. But I can't deny the love and I can't deny the pain, so they have to coexist at the same time. And I believe that I am here to help us learn how to hold both, how to coexist with both, how to be a human and a spirit, how to be a mom and a badass leader, how to be a woman, and how to be in love with ourselves, how to love ourselves unconditionally no matter what. The ability to hold all of who I am and who I am becoming and who I was with just pure acceptance and love, I believe that's everything. I can't stop the bad things from happening, but I can respond to myself. I can show up for myself with love. I can experience pain without the suffering. So, this is my 3 tips on how to just bring more love into your life so that you can have more alignment, so you can get closer connected to yourself, so you can start feeling like yourself. Because a lot has happened in your life. It has. And your life and your experiences matter. And the moment you start showing yourself that love and respect and space, things are going to start to feel lighter. And when we feel lighter, that presupposes we've got capacity. And that capacity means I'm going to be available for my family, for my partner, for my business, and I'm going to be happy. So instead of wondering, why am I not happy yet? I get to just be happy. Thank you so much for being here. I'd love to hear from you. If you have questions about today's episode, definitely send me a DM on Instagram or voice note. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being here, and so much love to you. Thank you so much for listening. I want to hear from you. What did you love about today's podcast? What are you feeling inspired to do differently? Find us on Facebook at Redefining Motherhood and tell us all about it. You can also follow along on Instagram at the Nicole Weston. Here's the thing, we were never meant to do this alone, and it is time to redefine motherhood and live it on our terms. I believe we can have it all, and I believe in order to do that, we've got to do it differently. Follow along and let us know. Be sure to subscribe. We drop a new episode every Wednesday.